Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Azure Stylies?
Ooh. Oh, mysterious.
Things are getting blue.
Michael? I'm
blue. What?
Your voice sounds a little off to me.
No, frankly, you sound like a frog.
My voice has been this way every time we've done the podcast. Go back and listen.
It's always sounded like a nervous, cracking teenager.
All right. I think I know what you're getting at. I've got COVID again.
Round two.
And this time, it took me by the throat.
Yeah.
It got me bad.
Got you by the balls, took you by the throat.
Yeah, the first one had me by the balls. This one's got me throttled against the wall.
How does original recipe Omicron compare to the new BA2?
This is...
Do we even know it's BA2?
We don't know. It could be the newer.
I don't BA know. Here's what we don't know, because when I went to the doctor today because I had a sore throat, I was testing negative at home test, but I still had a sore throat. So I said, I'm going to the doctor. And we did a strep and a flu and a COVID test, and they said all negative. So I went home.
Great.
And when I got home, about 10 minutes, I sat down on my couch. About 10 minutes later, I got a phone call from the doctor himself, and he said... There was a mix-up. You got COVID.
What's going on over that lab?
You know, we're having a lot of fun in there is the problem.
And see, if I know you, Mike, you were shaking hands all the way home and getting into conversations with people.
Hey, everybody, hey. I'm doing great.
Come here, everybody. Give me a kiss, big kiss on the lips.
Damn.
I got this. It was a little worse yesterday. I could do more of a Marge voice.
Homer. But now you can do more of Patty Selma voice.
Yeah. So, you know, if I keep it down low like this, I don't really crack too much.
No, that but sounds
if,
good.
Hey, you know, I'm a pretty excitable guy. So if something, you know, Jeff, say something. There's a new flavor of...
Bud Light Seltzer.
Oh, my God! There is! If I get high. So I'll try to stay low the whole podcast.
Get high?
Oh, God.
I'm being serious. When you say get high, it reminded me of... never mind.
Well, it reminded me of our Snoop Dogg Patreon episode. Folks, get on over there. Sign up for the Patron level.
Are you pushing fluids there, Mike? Is that water sucking on? Good.
Okay. Yep, got a big, tall glass of vodka.
Let's get that health through the roof.
Let's get it through the roof. And you know, hopefully the audience doesn't find this voice too terrible.
Yeah, you know what you need, Mike, is the strongest drink so far.
Yeah. That'll shock the COVID right out of
I should say, I'm not drinking the drink tonight.
We discussed.
And I think it's important for the audience to know, you don't have to drink the drink all the time.
Yeah.
Unless the drink shocks you into a health zone.
Yeah. I did ask the doctor, I said, I do a cocktail podcast, can I drink tonight? And he said... Yeah,
might it shock me into the health zone?
He said, no, unless it's some type of Long Island iced tea variant.
He's like,
what are the odds of that?
Is this a legit cocktail podcast or are you going to talk a lot about Gale?
He said, I said, well, what would you prefer? He said, I'd prefer a lot of Gale talk. I love that song.
Oh, okay, good. it sucks, Mike, that your voice is a little off tonight, and we've recently had some... big problems with you talking in the wrong microphone, plugging in your earbuds, doing a whole episode talking into your the little wire on your neck.
Something happens. You know when you get your you're on your computer all the time. It's going smoothly every time. Mm. And then for some reason, something resets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you think you're on the right microphone, but for a whole episode, you're not.
It sucks.
Sucks.
It can happen to anyone, too.
It sucks major.
It can happen to me.
But, Mike, you feel... how's your feeling? You feel okay?
I feel good. Yesterday, when I thought I didn't have COVID, I went out for a run. Ran for, like, 4 miles.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah.
So this variant is chill.
Well, it's different for each person. The person who...
What about a resilient person?
Yeah. The person who I was hanging out with... I was hanging out one night, and then the next day they got back to me and said, to the group and said, we have, I just tested positive for COVID. She had bad coughing and, like, couldn't stop coughing.
Oh, no.
I haven't been coughing too much.
Hmm.
Well.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that somber note, do you want to get into some BIP?
Mm-hmm. Bip, 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 booze news. Hit it.
Sloppy Bomb.
Oh, fucking shit.
Sloppy Bomb.
Oh, holy fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, mine fell aside.
We love notes.
All notes and restaurants.
Oh, fucking shit.
It's booze news, you piss drunk cuck!
Everybody poop in their pants!
Sloppy Bomb, sent to us by the human neighbor, Zach Motes, featuring his daughter, Sedona. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not Tig. That must be Sedona.
That was Sedona. I would know Sedona anywhere.
Do we know Sedona? Have we met Sedona before?
We haven't met Sedona. What's it a reference to when he said you pissed drunk cock? I feel like Hanford, is that a thing that you were?
Hanford, you said it. But was that a reference? How deep does this thing go?
I think I said that.
Was there somebody in your high school that called you?
Yeah,
that
there was a kid. There was a kid who got very frustrated with somebody else kind of picking on him, and he said it was on a hockey team, and he said you pissed drunk cock.
Oh man. See, that's a sort of like creative swearing that it's like he probably heard that at home or something.
Like, well, also, I think he was getting so like worked up that he couldn't.
That he was just like mashing swears together.
Yeah.
Or do you think like his mom called his dad a piss drunk cock one?
I'm filling in a whole story where the dad is an alcoholic and the son doesn't know. He thinks that's just a thing that you say. You just yell at someone.
Whoops! He's telling on himself. Wait, I was going to say something about piss drunk cock.
It's funny.
Oh, is it that the other story you have about somebody getting frustrated, maybe not frustrated, is it was a wet fart, okay?
That wasn't frustrated. That was somebody in my grade school. We were in music class watching a video, and we're all sitting there watching, and all of a sudden everyone's kind of like, ugh. It stinks around here. And everyone works together to sort of, not loudly, but work together to pinpoint where it's coming from.
To deduce the source, yeah.
And we're like, oh, Adam. He goes, that was a wet fart, okay?
I love that, like, that tone. He's like, get off my back, drop it.
What did we do? It was a wet fart.
Man. We all shit our pants and then sit here for the rest of the class.
What do you think was going to happen?
When I was in grade school, I had a funny story. My buddy Andrew Tamulinas told me, one of your brethren.
Tim. I love this guy. He sounds like a hell of a guy.
Tamulinas? That's a good name.
Yeah. He farted in class, and everybody in front of him turned around and looked at him. And he was, or like looked, you know, everybody started looking back. And he had to play it off like, oh, weird. Yeah. I noticed that too. And so the second time, he feels another fart coming on. He's like, I'm prepared this time. Now I know what I'll do. Farts again. The front of the class turns around, faces him. He turns back as well. And then is met by yet again a wall of faces looking at him. Didn't work out so well.
Clever girl. Now, you guys seem to want to talk feces and flatulence all show, but would you mind if we class it up a little bit?
That would be I would love very that. Welcome.
Okay, good, good, good. Do you guys know my friend, writer, comedian, and all-around intellectual Neil Campbell?
Sure.
I know him as a contest winner on this very show.
Yeah, yeah, as a good essayist.
Well, buckle up for a new segment. Hit it!
It's time for Campbell's corrections.
Oh, no.
Stimpy.
What is up? This is Calpy K here with an episode of Campbell's Corrections. I'm joined by Neil Campbell. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Okay, so Neil, you listened to our show, and we recently said something that you thought needed some correcting. Is that true?
Yes, and I know everyone loves unsolicited corrections, so I thought I'd offer some.
Take us back to where you were, what you heard, and what the problem is.
Well, I think there's been a few mentions and a little bit of confusion around Nick and Nora glasses.
Right. All I know is it's a small, it's like a coupe glass.
Yes.
It's a small little glass, and I think that one time on the show, Hanford said, Nick and Nora, like the infinite playlist, and then we kind of moved on.
Yes, yeah, and I think Dutton might have chimed in with a similar thought.
Now, you listening at home, shit your pants when you heard this.
I shit my pants, I pulled out my hair, I was just screaming at anyone who was around, my neighbors, yeah, so.
Well worth it. So you have, you're, would you say kind of like a highbrow guy?
Oh, I guess so. I mean,
well
I
read
some literature once or twice.
Yeah. Perfect. So when you hear Nick and Nora, and when you heard it, and you knew information we didn't have, tell us what you knew.
Well, I was sort of air conducting at the time, and I dropped my baton. I said, I've got to let these guys know. Nick and Nora Charles from The Thin Man, Dashiell Hammett's last ever novel. And they're a couple, and he's sort of a retired private eye, and he's married this wealthy socialite, and they just kind of live a life of, like, living it up and drinking booze and making mixed drinks and cocktails all the time. But they, if you, like, open that book to, just so everyone knows, I've read it. If you open that book to, like, any page almost, I bet you look at the two pages you got in front of you, there's some mention of them drinking alcohol or making a drink for themselves. They're always making drinks.
And is that played, that's like, it's funny that they're making
drinks? Yeah, they're like boozy.
It's not like a Bukowski vibe. It's like,
no, they're like funny, witty. I think it's sort of loosely based on Dashiell Hammett was dating Lillian Hellman at the time. I think they had a sort of like New York socialite, boozy, two wits of the era kind of a vibe about them. So that's what is happening in the novel. In the movie, you're introduced to William Powell, and he's like at a bar, but he's telling the bartenders how to make a drink. And he's like, if it's a Manhattan, you shake it to Foxtrot time. Mm. And if it's a Bronx, you shake it to some other time. And right. If it's a martini, you shake it to waltz time. And he's kind of doing this whole thing. And so they're drinking, like, I guess just at the time, those smaller coupe glasses.
Right.
They're all drinking out of these smaller glasses, but they just are constantly drinking out of those glasses in that movie. So I think it's really the movie that made people start to say these smaller coupe glasses are called right. Nick and Nora glassware.
So it's not like the official name, you don't think? It's probably just people saw the movie and saw that that's what they're drinking out of, and then it just kind of...
I think so. I think as martini glasses got bigger over time, when people would still use the old smaller ones, they would refer to them as Nick and Nora glasses, because the movie was very popular, and then it had like four sequels or something.
I love it. We're going to have to watch these films on the blowout. One follow-up question I had for you was...
Oh, yeah.
Dashiell Hammett is a very good writer.
Oh, I would agree.
That Hammett, good writer. Now, Ham Hat, the viral video, was that also written by a really good writer?
I always agree. It was written by a good writer at the top of his game. It's a well-written it's a well-written video.
Damn. So everyone listening, there's the answer on Nick and Nora. On behalf of the Sloppy Boys, I apologize for us getting that wrong.
That's fine. I picked up the baton off the floor and resumed my air conducting. So.
Thank you very much. And to everyone out there, make sure you check out Ham Hat. It's just really good satire. Neil, we'll see you next time on Campbell's Corrections. So the Infinite Playlist film that you two hold so dear is in fact a modern update of the Dashiell Hammett classic.
Get out of here.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I thought that was hipster bullshit.
I mean, it is, but I guess in that movie, I haven't seen it, but they're like trying to track down somebody's phone or somebody's playlist.
Right. It's like a modern, mystery thing.
Are they're kind of like a detective team, those two, and Nick and Nora's?
Back in the day, Nick and Nora, but I guess.
But in the new movie.
I haven't watched it, but it feels like it's more of a mumblecore love story, manic pixie dream boy and girl vibe. And but the fact that they're pairing up to solve a mystery is, I mean, it was a reference to Nick and Nora.
Damn.
Well, that was very nice. It's always nice to hear Neil on the pod.
Yeah. Happily corrected he's a smart by guy. Neil Campbell.
Unfortunately, I do think that segment is going to go the way of Zubi Condorino's movie reviews and never be done again. We do not have guests on the show that we all don't know about. Goodbye, Neil. Thank you.
Now, but it's been a while since a Hanford's Hobbies or a Dutton's Delights. What's been going on?
Not up to much.
I don't like anything these days. Yeah.
You know, Jeff doesn't like anything. Mike has had no hobbies.
I'm kidding, of course. Anytime Neil comes on is great. And also, it's nice to have a nice segment already recorded. That was beautiful.
Mm. I'm afraid we won't hear from him again just because I don't think we're going to be wrong again. Mm.
He told me, actually, that we've already been wrong again.
He's got another one.
Oh, okay.
He told it to me, and I forgot what it was.
Don't tell us. I want to hear another.
Yeah, save it. Save it.
I do think I turned red from ear to ear when he told me what it was.
It is helpful.
It's a little bit humiliating. But I did. It is funny. I do remember those moments of, like, me just saying Nick and Nora, like, because I know what type of glass that is, and, like, my brain did wonder about that. You know, like when you say Nick and Nora and you know there's a movie called Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
The movie has an H, and I guess the book, right? Mm. Nick and Nora has an H. And then when you see the glass spelled out, it's just N-O-R-A, Nick and Nora. So, N-R-A. So I thought that it was like, I just didn't know what to think.
I know. Me, that's how I felt too. I was just like, I need time to process this. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Nick and Nora. Oh, what do those glasses look like? They're small martini
glasses. Small coupe glasses.
Yeah, they have stems. It's like it's kind of the original martini glass.
So it has the triangular shape. Oh, U shape.
A little more of a U than a V.
Yeah, you're looking at an 8 ounce, maybe even smaller. Actually, 5 ounce.
Yeah, and I guess it's a little more of a more vertical than a coupe. A coupe is a wide fatty.
Yeah, you see, Tony Hawk would love this glass.
Yeah.
Oh,
not so much Rodney Mullen.
Yeah. What about Dave Mira?
He could.
He'd be all right.
Both. We got to get him on the pod to defend himself.
I think Dave Mira had a really, like, we have to look at, maybe this could be a Campbell's Corrections, but I think Dave Mira had, like, a bad story. Like, he had CTE.
An injury?
Really bad or something.
Dude, Tony's in bad shape, too.
Yeah.
Dave Mira.
It's tragic. It's a tragic story on both.
Dave Mira's BMX, the video game for Sega Dreamcast, was the weirdly. It's like, you know, you go to a friend's house, and instead of having Oreos, they're having Hydrox. And you're like, what the fuck?
Hydrox is the same name to name a cookie.
Hey, fun fact before you continue, Tim.
Word.
Hydrox predates the Oreo.
I know.
Ah. Yes.
The other example I was going to give like that was Cheez-Its, which we all love, and Cheez Nips was chased like mold. Do you think the Cheez-Its were out first?
I hope so.
I don't know what to think anymore. What is it?
Well, I don't know. But
too much dust on the nips. Too much dust on cheese nips. It's insane.
It's not the dust. It's the rank-ass flavor that's bad. Ew! But
the flavor comes from the dust, and there's a grease to it.
I say the dust is a must. And I like the grease.
You do?
Well, Cheez-Its have that crunchy salt in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The best baked snacked cracker around.
But like, the idea of being in a bizarre world where a family eats those in their home, that was me and my high school friends. We were Dave Mira freaks. And I'm sure I dabbled in some Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. But, like, we were way, way more into. And I remember playing Tony Hawk and be like, oh, you can do manuals, kind of like in Dave Mira. That'll help me link these
tricks. Dave Mirra was made by the same, like Activision, like the same.
Same yeah, game, same so. Everything, yeah. Like pop punk soundtrack and the same thing. But
I had a game, I had N64, and while everyone was playing like Smash Brothers and go-kart and stuff, I was playing WCW wrestling. I couldn't get enough of that game.
Oh, man.
I played a lot of the other Bond game. Like, we all played a lot of N64 GoldenEye, but then the other one, like, The World Is Not Enough.
Yes.
I also, that came along, and me and my friends played that just as much. So, to me, when people are like, GoldenEye, I was like, yeah. Well, GoldenEye was sort of the appetizer.
Man, that's happened to me all the time with music. Like, I would clue into a band. This didn't actually happen, but it's a good example. You know, it's like No Doubt. Everybody loves No Doubt. That Tragic Kingdom is amazing. But I'd be the kid who would go to the store and then come home with Return of Saturn.
Yeah.
Is that their second album?
Yeah, yeah.
But I know what you mean, where you're like working, you got the wrong thing. You're like, fuck, I don't want to buy another $18 CD.
Yeah, and it's like the one after the one everyone talks about. And you're like, it's probably still good.
Oh, man, a CD too. Like buying a CD and being insane. Like, oh, fuck, it sucks.
Oh, I invested so much time into music I hated just because I bought the CD based off a single. And they're like, well, I'm going to power through this shit.
I hear some people are doing that with the Sloppy Boys. Music and podcast.
That sucks. That honestly pisses me off. Let's wrap up booze news.
Well, that's it for booze news.
Wah! Hey, that sounds like Wario.
It is Wario, Mike.
Hey, you know, somebody, Jeff, was calling you out recently on the flute sound the other day.
They were wrong.
You said it was Link, and I said it was the warp whistle, and everyone was like, I think Hanfer was right. But you think it is the Ocarina of Time.
It's the same melody, but the one I had was, hey, you got to tell it to Legend of Zelda flute.wave. That's the real
thing. I know. I've already talked to them. I should have said this, but I couldn't get it in fast enough. I think they are rebooting GoldenEye for Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on an Instagram post, so who knows if it's correct, but something to look into.
It's almost weird they haven't, because Bond has stayed big, and every time there's a Bond movie, and when they're talking about switching up the casting, Bond is very present in online conversation. Why the hell have we not had some first-person shooter games?
Oh, and I looked into Instagram, where that comes from.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Oh, the word Instagram, yeah.
Instagram cracker.
It was a mashup. No, it ended up not being that. It was a mashup of instant camera and Telegram.
Yeah. But Telegram is verbal.
Right. I know, but it's a way to like get
around.
Your ideas to your friends and an instant camera.
I get around. Do you know the original name of Burger King?
No.
Insta Burger King.
Insta?
Yeah. The first Burger King location in Florida was called Insta Burger King.
Mm. Oh, like an instant burger.
And then when they expanded, somebody said, lose the Insta. It's clean. Yeah,
exactly.
But it'll funny, make your restaurant make any sense.
Isn't it? I would say Insta Burger is a good name for a drive-thru.
Sure.
Burger King is a great name for a place. Insta Burger King. Three words. Too much.
Yeah, so it's like the Insta Burger King. He's the king of Insta Burgers.
He's the king of all Insta Burgers, but like, well, this is the only Insta Burger.
Oh, man.
You fuck.
Speaking of burgers, you know how the big craze is the Smash Burger?
Sure.
You know, pressing them real down.
With good
fine,
cause.
Crispy edges.
Love them. Love them.
You know, oftentimes a burger is a double.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember the chain Smash Burger that had like the shitty font? Did we talk about this?
No.
We haven't talked about it, but they did miss the boat. It reminds me of...
They fucking missed the boat.
It's like how Skype was sitting there and then COVID happened and everyone started Zooming. And
Skype had a good experience on Skype.
But isn't that the same kind of, like, Smash Burger has been around.
How do you blow a 10-year head start on something like that? 10-year
head start, and now there's, like, a hip craze, and I'm driving all over town to taste all the Smash Burgers, never went to the chain Smash Burger.
They kind of tortoise in the haired it.
Hold on, I'm looking it up, Smash Burger.
Look up
Smash Brothers, too, I heard. And while you're doing that, I'll look up the GoldenEye game.
Great. When you guys are Googling, I'm going to hold it down here for the listeners. What's up, everybody?
All right. Yeah, no, I don't know. I just looked up Smash Burger, and that's what it is. I was just curious, do they do what we now know as Smash Burger?
They better. They must.
It kind of doesn't look like they do.
Then what would their smash refer to? Sex?
Yeah, I think so.
You fucked the patty, I guess?
I'm seeing normal-ass burgers on their menu. What are they doing?
Terrible.
Hmm.
All right, do we want to get into the... Oh, wait, Mike, what's the
Yeah,
word
it looks like there's been... I just did a quick glance at one article. It looks like there's been a lot of, like, leaks and...
WikiLeaks?
Rumors that they're gonna that they're gonna come out with this game, but then at a recent Xbox and Bethesda game showcase, Xbox did not mention anything, and fans are confused.
Fans are taking up pitchforks.
Podcast co-hosts are pretty confused as well.
Yeah,
man, that 64 game fucking ruled, and I heard that the multiplayer was an afterthought. It was just like some guy screwing around. It wasn't ordered by Nintendo or anything, and he said, hey, if you do this, you can have four players going at once. Ooh. And they said, you know what, it's kind of fun, include it. And then it became like way more known for that than
he said, oh, quiet down, Q.
Yeah.
Q was the inventor character of the
okay James for Bond real series. Let's get into the reason for the season.
Ooh. Bip, bip, bip. Booze news.
Oh, no.
Two.
No. Two. We're talking about the AMF, a.k.a. the adios motherfucker you had.
Not had.
You've heard.
Yes.
Yes.
You've heard where?
Here?
I've heard of it before, but it was always sort of like a scary sounding drink.
Yeah, because of the fuck, probably.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of it until in our very own Long Island Iced Tea episode with John Gabris. It came up as one of the many variations on the Long Island Iced Tea.
Sure.
I had never seen it out in the wild. And then recently I was at La Cita downtown. I saw someone drinking a big blue drink in a pint glass. Didn't seem like a blue Hawaiian. Didn't seem like a blue Hawaii either.
Hmm.
And I turned to the bartender and I says, hey,
you tell me what that is.
I said, is that a...
Where's Rachel?
I said, is that an adios amigo? And she said, adios motherfucker. And I said, ah, yes, I will take one.
Oh, man, if you were like quick on that when you said, hey, okay, you can be nice about me, but just tell what the drink is.
You can be nice about me?
About it. Go ahead with your story. I have COVID. I can't have COVID.
So I've heard and I've had that one time. And just the backstory is very... So there's not like some like, oh, wow, this part, because it's just a variation on the Long Island Iced Tea. We know that the Long Island Iced Tea was invented by Robert Butt at the Oak Beach Inn on Long Island in 1972.
Robert Butt.
And then so one of the boozes in a Long Island Iced Tea is triple sec, right? The orange liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you swap it for blue curacao, very similar flavor,
sure,
but blue, and then... To keep it blue, instead of putting that little splash of Coke on top, you put a splash of 7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
You got yourself an adios motherfucker named around the time when, you know, Sex on the Beach and the Fuzzy Navel and the shocking names were all the thing. And this drink, its reputation is sort of, it's one of the go-tos as like a 21st birthday drink, because it's like, oh, shit, you can get fucked up. Now that you're finally...
You've never had booze before? Time to have five of them.
Time to have your last drink.
Jeff, who are we kidding? You never had fucked up before. Come on. Kids these days are drinking at 20, 19.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, Mike.
20. Here is the ingredient list via liquor.com. This is not an IBA drink.
They're too scared.
But liquor.com is a good standard. They go pretty easy with us on as far as the volume. Because, you know, on a Long Island, you could really... You got to put a lot of boozes in there. Mm. You could put an ounce of each or whatever, but this is proportioned the same, but will fit in a highball glass. We got half ounce of vodka, half ounce of rum, half ounce of tequila, half ounce of gin, half ounce of blue curacao, 2 ounces sweet and sour mix, Sprite or 7-Up, up to top, garnish lemon wedge, optional, or garnish with a cherry, optional.
Nice.
And the steps... Add all the boozes and the sour mix into a highball glass with ice and stir. Top up with your Sprite or your 7-Up. Garnish with the lemon or the cherry. And then they put a little note here. If you don't have sour mix, you know it's what that's it's you know sugar, simple water, syrup and lemon.
Lemon or lime?
So they say sweet and sour mix can be made with one part sugar, one part water, add fresh lime or lemon to taste.
I've heard half and half though. I've heard like half syrup, half citrus juice.
If you're using simple syrup, yeah, because you would already that already has the water in it. I did lemon, water, sugar equal parts, and I tasted it, and it tasted like the store bought simple or sour mix I've had before.
Great.
But that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess other than the blue guy here, the vodka, rum, tequila, gin, you're kind of running through. It's all the clear liquors. That's how bartenders remember when they're making a Long Island. It's all the clear ones.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's I remember when we did the Gabrus episode with Long Island. That's a lot of touches.
It's a lot of
Bottle touches.
A lot of bottle pulls, and I'll tell you what.
Pulls. Damn.
I was like, what's he trying to say?
The lady at La Cita that made one for me.
I remember there was a word for it.
I was looking forward to her to pick up five bottles and drizzle them at the same time.
Yeah.
And I said, here it comes, baby. What does she do? No. Pulls out one liquor bottle. The liquors are already, it was like their Long Island iced tea mix of liquors. And then just topped it with the curacao, topped it with the soda.
That's cool.
And I said,
smart.
You know, why do I even come here anymore?
You know, then she said, adios, motherfucker. You said, now yeah, that's.
Exactly. You said, lady, I was going live.
Lady, I caught you in 4K.
I don't know what any of that means.
Let's get to it after the break. Wait, no, what are you going to say?
Curacao, how much? What is that alcohol volume?
Volume? Same as the others.
Well,
half ounce.
It's
But what's the proof?
The ABV is low.
Oh, it's low. It's like 30 proof, right?
Yeah. Right. I think it's like
It's like a the triple sec, right?
Jeff, did you get us DeKuyper or did you get us Hiram Walker?
No. Tim, you know me. I got us slightly better. I'll reveal the brand after the break. But it's 50 proof.
Okay.
Ooh,
strong.
Careful.
Yeah,
I can't wait for this brand reveal.
All right, folks. We'll see you after the ads.
Grape.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
With adios, motherfuckers.
That's a good looking party drink. Ooh. Huh? Look at that, huh?
Wow.
Boosh.
Look at Jeff. You got there in a hurricane?
I mean, why not a hurricane?
Yeah.
Why not?
It should be.
Oh, Tim, see, you I put a Luxardo in there, but you want that red cherry pop. You just need a classic ass bar cherry.
I pushed the Luxardos aside and I reached for a red cherry because I said, this is a tacky ass, silly, fun barfer. Mm-hmm. It's a blackout bright, barfer.
It's bright popping colors.
I kind of forgot. I feel like we were pretty low key about this when we were talking about the drink. And then I was going in there pulling all these bottles and I was like, yeah, this is a crazy shithouse amount of booze I'm putting in here.
Yeah. Take your sips and I got a question.
Oh, my the brand was Giffords.
Oh. Ooh,
Giffords.
Because, with the Giffords? Hiram Walker.
Yeah, Kathy Lee Gifford.
I just don't like the look of the Hiram Walker stuff. It just looks
I like that
shitty.
Look. I'll tell you this. Doesn't matter what you fucking, the blue Curacao, it's just, it's not blue for a reason. It's just blue food coloring. I took a little sip of this and it tastes good. It's sweet orange, but it tastes exactly like the other fucking two bottles of orange Curacao I have. Plus the two bottles of triple sec I have.
Oh, wait. So wait, the Curacao means like there's like rind, right? Like
yeah, it's like made different because Curacao is a place. It's an island in the Caribbean, and they make. There's some. I at one point read the difference between triple sec and Curacao, and it's not detectable to the tongue, to old Timmy. But I have a fancy brand of dry Curacao I use in Mai Tais, and. Even that, it's like a little drier, but they all kind of taste the same. Let's be honest.
All right. Sips. Ooh, this, yeah.
Hitting you?
It definitely tastes like more alcohol-y than in the Long Island, I think. Long Island, I was really? Like, hey, it does sort of taste like iced tea, whereas this just... I feel like I just taste like acid and alcohol.
A lot of acid. Because, the 2 ounces of sweet and sour mix is kind of a lot after putting only half an ounce of each of those.
Yeah.
So it's like 2.5 ounces of booze and then 2 ounces of
news
of the mix. Yeah, I feel like it's still, this is very sweet. Yeah, it's a 21st birthday drink. It's something to taste candy-ish. And then... You black out. There's a certain alchemy to the Long Island that's funny where you're like, it doesn't have iced tea in it.
No, the Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola knocks it down.
And the lemon combines with the Coke and makes you feel like you're having this tea or something. This is like I guess this is a boozy Sprite.
Tim, you said yours is very sweet, and Jeff, you said yours is like acidic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also,
I think
sweet.
It's the difference between our sour mixes we're using, probably.
What's giving you the acidic. Yes.
I see. I use lime juice because I looked up, I got to make my own sweet and sour mix. And I saw, equal parts simple syrup and lime juice or lemon juice. Mm-hmm. But I did lime and I mixed it myself.
Ooh. Well, that's good because you're a lime freak, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Lime freak, but not a Sprite freak.
Yeah. In fact, I used 7-Up, the Uncola, this time.
I had a glass bottle of Mexican 7-Up, and it was really nice. I took a little glug glug of it, and I said, I'm on the 7-Up train these days. We had it recently. What did we just have it in?
From the Dr. Pepper family.
Oh, yeah. We learned there's a third family. We thought it was just Pepsi and Coke. And there's
Sierra Mist is made by a little mom and pop shop, right?
Sierra Mist is Pepsi.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
So then which one's solo? 7-Up
Dr. Pepper Keurig.
7-Up is with, Keurig, which is of the of the Pepper family. Hey, I'm a Pepper, you're a Pepper.
Yeah, I guess we all are.
I guess that's all you can say in this point of the conversation. Now, here's my question.
Nothing too personal.
I'm
an open book.
Right before we were about to go,
I said... 13 inches.
Yeah, right.
My waistline.
Yeah, right, man.
Probably more like my
head
circumference of my neck.
A lot of people like to get yoked in the gym.
I've been thinking about getting shredded.
Is this going somewhere?
No, it's not going anywhere because I forgot my question.
I have a question.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
Yes. I remember mine. You go ahead.
Mine's a long one. You go fast.
Mine is going to be, the conversation that stems from it will be long. So when these,
it's a thought prompter, huh?
Thought provoking.
Well, mine will. I'll tell you this. Mine will inspire you guys to spin a couple of long yarns.
Ooh
wow! This is good podcasting. I can't wait to hear it.
Talking about the long conversations.
If we like it and we're the host, could you imagine the listener must be?
Oh, I wouldn't say we like this.
No, yeah.
So these come out of the, like you said, the Sex on the Beach and the Slippery Nipple era of like
the dark age of cocktails.
Yeah, like I always associate those with like Daytona Beach spring break.
Yeah,
sure.
Now, were those though being made in cities all over the world or all over the U.S. and not just like for like
vacation
a party
towns.
A party right. Yeah situation? Like would you go into a classy is the wrong word, but more of a like subdued bar. And I guess there weren't cocktail bars the way they are now. But going anywhere and just kind of like, give me an old, adios, motherfucker.
You could just walk up to a saloon in North Dakota and say, give me an adios, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I feel like South Dakota would be another extreme where that would just be like, give me a beer or a whiskey.
That's whiskey.
I think if at that time Denver, if you ordered an adios, motherfucker at a saloon, they'd walk up to the barrels and they'd be like, you want the one with one X on it or two X's on it? And it was all the different strengths of adios, motherfucker, and Sex on the Beach. I think that during the Dark Ages, it was truly just people talk about like just cocktail bars were out of style. So, it was like people were drinking a lot of beer, wine coolers.
It was the fern bars.
Sweet cocktails. But like the martini and Manhattan crowd was really only at their handful of places. Like the Rainbow Room in New York or the Musso and Frank said, like, you wouldn't be ordering that shit anywhere.
I'd saunter up and say, give me a Bartles and James. Peach.
Peach.
Right. I had a Bartles and James recently trying to be funny, and oh boy, that stuff is sweet. Undrinkable.
Oh, I thought those were like you couldn't find. I guess Zima you can't find. I was looking for Zima recently.
Zima is gone. Bartles and James is available at Rite Aid.
Did it come back?
I don't think it ever left. I think it has just been sort of they redid the design. It's kind of like a hip looking BJ. Ooh, BJ. Oh, blow job.
Bartles has a man bun and a beard, and James has a job at Starbucks.
Have you seen the commercials, the old commercials for where it's like, hi, I'm Bartles, and I'm James. We hope you like our peach shit.
Is it all peach? Is that the deal?
No, there's like a margarita and all kinds. They're like emulations of cocktails, but I was surprised when I finally saw those old commercials. I had always had it in my head is this kind of like a yuppie mom drink, kind of a tennis mom, but kind of, not the like, because those guys are like two old guys sitting on a porch in Maine, like try our drinks. I thought it would have been like a woman on the go with the shoulder pads in her blazer, that type of thing.
Yeah, the fact that they're like from Maine or set up to be in Maine is funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because all the imagery I associate with them is like sailboats.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Huh.
Well, not old
I guess,
fuckers on a porch?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't judge a Bartles by its James. Tim, you had a question.
Okay.
Yeah, what was your prompt?
The Adios Motherfucker. Classic 21st birthday drink. I want to hear, Jefferson Hanford, what did you do on your 21st birthday?
Tim, you were there, my boy. Do you not remember? I think you were there. It was Dimples in L.A. Valley.
Oh, God. Did you sing a song? That's a famed sleazy karaoke bar that is now gone.
Gone. Yeah. It's been replaced by Whole Foods.
Oh,
like a Whole Foods or an apartment building on top of a Whole Foods.
Paved paradise.
Yeah,
well, that was like a classic 21st birthday place. It was also really close to where we stayed as interns. What were the apartments called?
The Oakwood Apartments, now the Avalon Apartments on Barham Boulevard. You walk down the hill. It was a fun place, but it was sleazy. The reputation was... Mr. Belding was there every night, the actor Dennis Haskins, and he sang.
He would hit on young girls.
He would hit on young girls, and he would sing Billy Joel's song. I saw him do the same Billy Joel song like 5 years apart. And I think he was like a part owner, but the main owner guy was a real fucking sleazy shit. Like, old, picture an old, like, you kind of like, mm-hmm. like your classic old bartender, like, white polo shirt, old guy, 200 years old. And then he'd come up to, like, he struck me as a guy who was probably too handsy with the waitresses that worked there. But then also the women customers, he'd give them free rounds, but it would be like, you want a blowjob shot?
So
it was like,
I do remember that.
It was like forcing, like, and they had different other lewd shots where it was like a moral dilemma. You're like, okay, I'm being basically sexually assaulted here. But he also would walk around with like a tray of champagne, like not champagne, but like Nick and Nora glasses full of like cheap fake champagne and give those out for free. And you'd be like, thanks, sir. Because you're a dumb college student. And then he'd be like, meet me in the bathroom, Tim.
But he was the sort of guy who was like, I'm the owner and guy, but not a bartender. But he would sort of like MC the whole evening. Like, check on how this table's doing.
Right.
And go over here a little bit and crack wise.
He seemed like the type of guy who wanted to be the new Sinatra. But my problem with him was he was kind of a sleazy, horny guy. But at one point, I kind of caught feelings.
Oh, yeah?
And wow. I couldn't have him.
He really is the new Sinatra. Wow.
Tim, are you being 100?
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. But he
are you being 100 with me?
Tim, is that no cap?
He told me, he was like, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. And I was like, but you old fucker, I love you.
What is no cap?
It means like no lying.
No lying.
Yeah, being honest. Snoop being truthful.
Speaking of no cap, I like Tim's cap.
Good cap. Tim. Dodger. You went to the Dead at Dodger Stadium? Is that new?
No, I got that for his birthday.
Oh, right.
Mike gave me this for my birthday, but I'm realizing, I think the fucking Dead & Company just played at Dodger Stadium and
they
I forgot to go.
This weekend.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Wait, you had tickets and you didn't go, or you just didn't go?
I just didn't go. I forgot to buy tickets.
Well, that's not so bad.
No, that's bad if you're me.
Yeah. You like John Mayer, though?
He could have had a fun time.
Yeah.
Now nothing?
Hold on. Dimples, apparently, yes. Mookie tells me, was on Bar Rescue, and that...
They turned it into a Whole Foods.
Jake Taffer?
Couldn't be rescued.
Who's the guy? Who's the rescuer? Taffer. He was like, look, this place is cool, but you got all this dumb old Hollywood shit. And then when they remodeled it, he wouldn't take all the old Hollywood shit out, so they put it all on the curb. And then eventually, like, over time, you know, the show was over, and the guy just, like, slowly moved it all back in and was like, thanks for the help, but I'm not taking a remodel.
Thank you.
I don't remember the old Hollywood shit, but I guess he probably loves, like, Dino and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
They put a lot of pictures on the wall, and then they would have flip books. They took pictures of you. That was a fun thing. You'd sing, and then they'd, like, take a picture of you and give you the picture.
I think I probably have if I can find my 21st birthday photo, I'll post it.
I think it's weird also that, I used to, like, save things and put them in my little special box. I don't know why.
Ooh, that'd be a good blowout. Everybody's little special box.
I got too many little special boxes over here.
Mine is one of these Bowtown Sound Absolutely Tim and Eric boxes. Did you guys get one of those as, like, a wrap gift on something?
What?
Oh, you can't see over there. Anyway, I was going to say, those pictures, there was pictures on the wall, and one of them was Kiefer Sutherland on stage with his pants pulled down, singing karaoke drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard of that.
They have it on the wall, like, isn't this funny? But it's like, well, we all know that at that time, even, that man was like, we all knew he was in the depths of addiction, and then they put the picture on the wall, ha, isn't that fun?
Well, back then he was the star of 24.
Yeah,
he was like
the star of 25.
Yeah.
I was my 21st birthday was kind of lame. I was at Ithaca, and I turned 21 the semester before you guys did, because you guys turned 21 in the spring.
Oh yeah, yep. That must be why I look up to you so much, Mike.
Yeah. Don't look up to your heroes, Jeff. I will break your heart. you walk in on me in the bathroom and I've got like in Ray, like an old leather heroin kit.
He's like, oh my God, he's taking...
get out of here.
He's taking methadone. That's not what I want to say. I want to say
this is how he takes his. This is how he takes his high blood pressure medication.
He pumps it up his butt.
Don't eat salt like me.
Out of a creepy leather satchel in the bathroom. Oh my God. Okay. I want to hear this.
It was, yeah, so my birthday's in November, so it was like nobody else was 21, and yeah. Except one other person we knew, kind of, and then our buddy Matt had a fake ID, so like three of us went to a bar. It was like a weeknight. It was very lame.
What bar? Yeah. In the Commons?
No, like not even in the Commons, like down in, because I don't think the person who had the fake ID could like go to one of those bars.
Right.
It was probably like
that he was known. He was already.
Well, just like it was like my, I know this one works at this one place. Okay. It was like on the outskirts, not on the outskirts of town, but just like a, not a fun area. I don't even remember. But we had beers, like that was it. But then I think that weekend my brother came into town and we went to a bar and he bought me a good 21st birthday type drink, Three Wise Men. It's
oh, it's like Jack, Jimmy, and Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, Jack, and Jim. A half ounce of each.
That's great. That's a good
one. I pray to those three saints, by the way.
Yeah. But that also was the thing where, like, I didn't know any, like, older classmen older than me. They were like,
yeah, you don't want to be the first one to turn 21. That sucks.
That's a bummer.
Well, so, but, like, we went to a bar, and it was all a bunch of people I didn't know there, like, seniors there that I didn't know. And
senior citizens,
we yeah. like did the shot and we just like chatted for a while.
Man, that is funny when you start to, when we first moved to LA, I didn't know what kind of beer I liked. You know, yeah. I remember drinking a lot of Newcastle and not really even liking it. And then you sort of start to figure out like, oh, I think I like this kind of beer and this kind of drink. But I was timid ordering cocktails for like a year or two.
And now look at you, mm-hmm. making
confident.
Adios, motherfucker, in your own home.
I own the place.
I think with the cocktails, I would go to a bar and be like, I don't even know what different cocktails are. Just give me one of those beers. I
feel like everybody's first thing is like, rum and Coke, please.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they're like, what kind of rum? And you're like, oh, I don't know.
Just Coke.
Just anything is fine. Man.
And then they're like, adios, motherfucker. You'd say, oh, I'm sorry to bother you. No, that's the drink.
That's the name of it?
Dude, this drinking thing is awesome.
So,
you
Tim,
can swear to.
We were all in LA the semester where I turned 21.
Yes.
And this was the spring semester. So May 8th, my birthday, was towards the end and people were already going home. So I remember there were only like a handful of people like around to go to Dimples for mine. But so yours was like a couple weeks before that.
A week before that. And I was definitely there for yours because then we drove home together. Remember, like,
hell yeah.
We drove back to the East Coast at the end of that semester together. So I would have definitely been at your birthday. Here's my memory of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Classic faux pas, classic sign of the times. I think a girlfriend of one of our friends sang, got on stage for karaoke.
Oh, yes.
Did Kanye West Gold Digger.
Yep.
And said
the full on.
The N-word.
Said the N-word.
And didn't know because, you know, like even when Kanye did that song on SNL, he said broke, you know, and that became the thing. But
She was way too drunk and like.
Plastered, and I remember it being a fucking thing where I hadn't really ever found myself in that. I had never thought about it before, and the whole room sort of like seized up, and you're like, oh no, it's karaoke, and that's the song, but
wait,
you shouldn't say that word.
This is your birthday?
No, this was at Dimples.
Like, I think this is when we moved back.
This is just like a time at Dimples.
I think it's when we moved back to LA.
Oh, this is in LA?
After graduation.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway, well. Now you would know. now no one would like, because not even during karaoke, you know. Just in general, like it's censored even on TV and stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, that also speaks to like the perceived equality and the perceived strides we had thought we had made back in like 2006, 7, 8.
For sure. And this person who was singing it was like dripping in privilege and wouldn't have known otherwise. But it was also just like, I mean, it was a good thing to learn because it was, you know,
even being like super sheltered and oblivious and fresh to a city.
Well, but like I was like seeing people, you know, there were black people in the room reacting negatively to it as they should. And to see that makes you like learn the lesson, not just like, oh, I heard this thing. It's like
a great thing to learn by proxy, by the way,
to not have been on stage for that. But like to actually like that's why it's like I would have never possibly ever made that mistake because I lived the bad version of it.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that you wouldn't have done that in any case.
Yeah,
she made it through the whole song.
No, I think that she actually changed. We all felt the tension in the room, and then even by the end of the song, she switched. So I don't know if somebody had tipped her off or what, but Kanye says broke. Just right. Say broke. Baroque music is also another great style.
Yeah. Baroque stylies. Well, how do we feel about round two? Would you tweak it? Would you tweak it?
You finished your...
No, I got a bit to go, but I might...
I'm going to tweak. Here's what I'm going to do. I didn't need all of that sweet and sour mix, and my drink was too sweet, so I'm going to just let the 7-Up do the talking mm-hmm. and maybe just squeeze a lemon, but not just like sugar up my drink so much.
How much did you have to top up? Because I used a lot of ice. I'm an ice freak as well as a lime
like
freak.
Only like an inch. Enough so that this didn't turn into like a bubbly highball. It was just...
Mike, what's going on over there? Talk to us.
Nothing. I'm okay.
All right. Folks, we'll see you right after these messages with our final thoughts on the Adios Motherfucker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Back with the last segment of the show.
Ooh. Oh, segment three. Yeah. Real quick, I forgot to tell my 21st birthday story. You guys were there. Went to Howl at the Moon piano bar at Universal Studios, dueling pianos, drank 21 beers, got on stage, played drums, got booted, got back to the apartments, took off my pants, jumped in the pool. After the pool was closed, very 21st birthday-ish.
Damn.
Wow. Rowdy. 21 beers. I don't think I've had 21 beers my whole life.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, you're probably right. I probably crushed 21 of those things. I wonder how many beers I've had in my life. We don't even think about it. It's just 8,000. Food for thought.
8,000 beers.
8,000? Yeah, maybe.
Think about it. The hops, the barley.
Yeah, to pregame.
Remember that piano bar that I had my 21st birthday at? remember they had like models that worked there that would come up. I remember like these, like there were like these Miller Lite girls that came up and they're like, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Want to buy us a Miller Lite?
Hi, want to buy us a Miller Lite? And I was like, wow, these girls have specific taste in beer. Okay.
I remember
too bad
one night,
I don't have a fucking penny, bitch.
I remember one night there, it wasn't your birthday night, but those types of ladies came up and they were like, hey, do you want to, we're giving away like Miller Lights and like the new cans. I was like, oh, thanks, but I'm the driver tonight. And they're like, it doesn't matter. Like,
oh, wow. Okay.
It this does is matter.
The world of adults. Yeah. That's such a strange marketing strategy when Miller Lite is like, what do we do to promote beers just like on the ground in bars? Why don't we hire local attractive women to ask people to buy the drink for them?
Right. That's a, yeah. Buy me the drink is
buy interesting. You spend money on the drink and give it to me and I'll talk to you for like 5 minutes is like basically the assumption. Weird.
That's very weird.
Who knows?
Life is weird, I guess, though. So that kind of falls in line with it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what we should have? We should have people go out and be like, hey, you want to listen to the Sloppy Boys podcast with me?
Like, hey,
for an hour?
I want to split these. Let's split these earbuds, pop it in and listen. I mean, yeah, if I went walking down Hollywood Boulevard in a low-cut shirt, I'm sure people would take a few listens with me.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to pay for it?
It's funny, isn't it? They make me laugh.
You sound like one of these guys.
No.
Okay, final thoughts. What do you think of the drink?
Mike, you go first, having visually just looked at it.
Oh, yes. I am going to... This is an order again for me. Because I would like to try it.
He likes it. Wow. I can't believe he likes it.
I'm going to get this next time I go to a bar. I'm going to get one of these.
Make up for lost time. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. I'm going to say I would recommend this to any 21st birthday kids out there. I probably won't order it again because I'm a Long Island fan. And if I want to really do the job, I'm looking to get crunk as a skunk.
Ooh, Long Island.
I'm going Long Island.
Tim, yeah. You bring up the best point of all, which is it's funny to hold up the Long Island as like, now this is a drink with balance. like this is a Long Island, but like all bets are off. It's just sugary, citrusy. Yeah. It's cartoon colored. I don't know. It's an order again. It's still an order again.
Hell, it's a classic.
But shit, it's a fucking Stone Cold classic.
I mean, yeah. I mean, of course.
I think you've had one too many. Adios.
There's no sort of like alchemy of like the boozes coming together to create anything. It's just like it's a big pile of stuff. I mean, I agree. I don't mean to shit on it, but it's a sweet drink like any sweet drink. Like the seltzers you drink. Or like the malt beverages you drink that are too sweet. This is like one of those. Yeah. At least it's blue and pretty.
It doesn't have the balance of a Long Island iced tea. But
get
you
yourself
know
a nice single malt Long Island iced tea.
What is alchemy, Tim, when you're talking? Because you brought it up. You've said that word twice today, and I don't...
Oh, heard Michael.
The word. So to me, it's a word. To me, it's a word you use when you're discussing boozes coming together. I'm sure that there's a chemistry definition I'm not aware of, but I think of it as of things working together.
Yes, alchemy is like old-timey. Ah. It's like false. It's old-timey chemistry. It's like folk chemistry, I think, from back in the day in the olden times where people were trying to combine elements with the ultimate goal to create gold.
Oh,
but it's like the art. It's the art of like combining things to create other things. So it's like proto chemistry.
So the chemi is chemistry, and the al part is like almost chemistry.
Maybe, yeah. I'm gonna look that up and make sure I'm not talking out of my ass.
Okay, now while you're looking that up, Jeff, we've had a drink called the Adios Motherfucker, and we've given our final thoughts on the drink called the Adios Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But are you ready for? The motherfucker quiz?
Yes. Yes, I am. To answer your question.
This better not be a quiz about our dads.
Bo and David?
Hey, before we get into the quiz, can I clarify alchemy?
The motherfucker quiz?
Please.
Okay, alchemy, according to Wikipedia, is an ancient branch of natural philosophy. Alchemists attempted to purify, mature, and perfect certain materials. Common aims were whatever. The transmutation of base metals led into noble metals, particularly gold. Mm. All right.
Yes. The noblest of metals.
You know why the like gold is a noble metal?
Why is that?
Because cash is king, baby.
Yes.
And Mike, thanks for saying it. Just fucking say it.
Now, you guys have talked about how cash is king. Uh-huh. You've talked about gold. And
cash is clay.
Yeah, and you've talked about alchemy. You've defined alchemy, really.
Sure.
But are you ready for the motherfucker quiz?
Oh, I'm more excited the second time. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. This is a quiz about motherfuckers. And here is question one. You don't buzz in. You just blurt out your answer, okay?
Yeah, I feel like that's the way of things now.
It's the way of things now.
It's not your granddaddy's quiz.
Question number one. Uh-huh. This long dong not ready for prime time player has made love to the mother of North Psalm Saint in
Pete
Chicago.
Davidson.
Jefferson on the board. That's right. Kim Kardashian.
He's not a not ready for prime time player.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he's not ready anymore. He never was ready, so they had to get rid of him. Okay, question number two.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This guy may not have always been able to find his car, per se, but he was able to find his way into Scout Rumor and Tallulah's mom's underwear.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutch.
That's right, Jefferson.
Wow, Kutch, he was... Man. He was BDE before we even knew the name for it.
Mm-hmm. BDE with Demi.
Hey.
Question three.
Okay.
Who were the two ladies in the Mother Lover digital short?
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, Sarandon and...
Yep. Ah, God damn it.
Sarandon and... Damn.
She's a little obscure.
Yeah, I know. I can picture... Kind of.
Wait, you get the point if you can picture her.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, I can.
Okay. No. Oh, Jeff, you can also picture her? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Split the point.
I'm going to give it to Mike because he had Sarandon, and the woman you're both picturing, Patricia Clarkson.
Oh.
Who is Patricia Clarkson?
An actress.
From Ray?
From Home Improvement?
Everyone loves Ray?
No, that's Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
Let's take a Google of... Patricia Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Is she like, she's on a procedural, I want to say.
I'm looking her up too.
Oh, she's an actress in films.
Oh, Home Improvement mom is Patricia Richardson. Patricia Richardson.
So then who's Patricia Heaton then?
She's from Everyone Loves Ray.
Jesus. No. Everyone loves Ray. Everyone loves Ray Charles.
Everyone loves the movie Ray.
I'll give you money. Everyone loves the movie Ray. Now that's good, you know, to the people who do funny Photoshops of our podcast.
Patricia Heaton's not obscure. She's a star.
No, Patricia Clarkson.
Oh, okay. I'm looking up the wrong Patricia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, what's the next question?
Okay. Next question.
Ooh. This drink is talking to me.
Next question. The actor... who played the guy who was seduced by Mrs. Robinson
Stifler.
Also appeared in this gangster film whose title is another way of saying...
Dick Tracy.
Penis outlining. Dick Tracy, Michael Hanford is on the board.
Penis outlining.
Penis outlining. Dick Tracy, there you go.
Wait Next a minute. Question. Hold on. Mm-hmm. What was the first part of your
the actor
question?
Who Dustin played Hoffman. The guy who was seduced by Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
Also appeared in this gangster film.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think that you're thinking of Al Pacino for...
He's nope.
No, he was Mumbles.
Mumbles. Biba did it. Big boy did it.
Remember they made him sweat.
Are you telling me Dustin Hoffman is in Dick Tracy?
Yes,
that's
right.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
A lot of people were in that movie. That was considered like a huge flop, right? For the amount of people
who played
that were
Lips Manilis? Is that Chaz Palminteri or... Oh. Big Boy is Al Pacino, right?
Who played Flat
Top? Pacino's the bad
boy. I might watch that movie. That's
I haven't seen it. The Big Boy.
Could be a blowout. That's fun because it's like Warren Beatty and his girlfriend Madonna, and he's making a big budget flopperino. Oh, right.
They were an item then.
Hey, that's one of the early comic book movies. Sorry to say it, sure. MCU fanboys.
You don't have to apologize. Also, to me, much like The Rocketeer, I didn't know that Dick Tracy flopped. It was huge to me, and I dressed as him for Halloween, and I bought all the toys, and I didn't know no better.
Yeah, they got those toys out right quick, didn't they?
They certainly did. Now,
next question.
Are you ready for a question five?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who did the deed with Stifler's mom?
Shipbreak.
Yes, Jefferson Finch.
Who did the deed did with the Stifler's deed. Wow.
Finch. What's his name?
Finch.
Golden Finch.
Just Finch? Atticus Finch?
Atticus Finch, I think.
Yeah. The Finch. Don't pinch the Finch, he would always say.
Are you ready for the next question in the motherfucker quiz?
Yes, yes, yes.
Francis Bean's mom once made love to this bald Chicago
Courtney
goth rocker.
Love.
Wait, bald Chicago what?
Francis Bean's mom once made love to this
Billy
bald
Corrigan.
Chicago rocker. Yes.
God
Michael.
Damn it.
Sorry, Jeff. What can I say? The world is a vampire. Do, 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 do.
See, but here's the thing. I asked for clarification for my own sake, not my opponent.
That's nice.
Something to think about.
I was at UCB one night way back in the day. Saw Jonah Ray doing stand-up. And in his stand-up, he told a little story about how he was at a party, and then he was in a circle of people with Courtney Love, and they were playing Truth or Dare. Mm. And then somebody asked Courtney Love, and she said Truth, and they said, who is the best lay of your life?
Oh, shit.
And she said, not Kurt, but none other than the bald Chicago goth rocker himself.
Really?
Bill Corgan.
He's tall, too. He's tall.
Yeah, and he's a wrestler, you know?
He is?
He like owns the WWE or something like that. He's
Wait, Billy Corgan?
Wait, Billy Corgan? That doesn't
Billy Corgan was on Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience, my favorite podcast. And they talked a lot about wrestling, and Billy Corgan's like all into it. Like, I feel like he's like an investor in
like wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Jeff, it's huge.
People, my friends love it. I've been invited to. I've had a good time.
You'd
at wrestling.
Get slammed, man.
But
you'd
it's weird
totally
that it's
slammed.
Big. It's so huge right now, both ironically and unironically. And I'm like, are we just for real? Just into this shit?
I am a nerd of many stripes, and wrestling, I think, is whack as fuck.
Wow.
Next question.
Final question. You guys are tied. This is actually a really good quiz.
Oh shit! Is this the final question?
This is the final tiebreaker question.
Perfect.
And it's great. A whirlwind. You ready?
No need for points, side points.
Is this going to be another one where you lead us down the primrose path?
Well, you might have to listen and find out.
Okay, go ahead.
The actor who played the guy who was seduced by Mrs. Robinson later went on to play an autistic brother in a film opposite an actor. Mm-hmm. Who would soon marry and divorce a certain actress who is now married to and doing the horizontal mambo with this platinum.
Keith Urban.
Yes.
God damn it.
Platinum selling country music star Keith Urban. Michael, you've won the motherfucker quiz.
Thank you very much, Keith Urban.
Hold
you
on.
You gotta listen to his new album. It is to dive.
Tim, have we taken into account any sort of like side points or style points along the way even?
Style points, yes. I've awarded you both a lot of style points, but equal amounts because you both look fly as hell.
Okay. Yeah, I do look fabouche.
But it doesn't change the outcome.
It didn't change the score because you both got 310 fly points.
Oh wow. Okay, shit.
Shit, that's actually pretty high for fly points.
I'm going out tonight. Damn, that's good.
No,
I've never
look awesome.
Normally I top out at like 250. This is nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's that studded belt, man. It really does.
Hey, thanks for noticing. You know, it's below the Zoom screen, but
yeah, well, when you get up to go make the drink, I said, damn, that's a good studded belt.
Yeah. Whew.
He's ready for a punk rock concert.
Well, speaking of studded belts, you know what freaks me out? It's sort of the cousin of the studded belt. On a truck, on a highway, you see these trucks that have like spikes on the hubcaps?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you watching, Mad Max?
No, it's like twisted metal shit in real life. You see
Trucks. You joke, but my friend is in Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I do joke, but I'm also being real.
Oh,
there are trucks where the hubcap screws are fucking spikes.
And I know I think what you
it's,
mean.
And it's to, I guess, protect the contents of the trailer. But I don't like that on my roads.
There are trucks where the mud flaps have sexy ladies.
Those on. I'm fine with, Tim.
There and some that have Yosemite Sam, too. So let's not forget about that.
We should do a Patreon episode where we become truckers and we crisscross the country.
And hey, the best mud flaps of all have the Western Trucking Exchange logo.
Thank you.
The inspiration for our beautiful Sloppy Boy shirt by Kyle Hilton.
Kyle Hilton.
Yes. Yes.
Check them out, folks, on TeePublic.
This is all true.
TeePublic.com/thesloppyboys.
This is all wonderful information.
Now, can we please get the hell out of here?
Folks.
It's time to say adios, mother, father.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And you're not going to find this one on the IPA, so you got to follow, folks. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout. Another episode every week of us talking about whatever. So check out patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
Get a little boys in your gullet.
Ugh.
Folks, mask up. It's still out there. Be careful. Be safe. We all love you.
Everybody, watch out for Covfefe.
That's good. I think that worked.
Don't do that impression of him anymore.
Sorry. Sorry, Trump.
I don't want him talking.
It's okay, Tim. Tim, you're hired.
Goodbye, folks.